In this video, we are talking about moving from empty rooms to ministry spaces. Many legacy churches have rooms that once had a clear purpose, a nursery that once held babies, a classroom that once held children, a fellowship hall that once hosted meals, a library that once supported Bible study, an office that once served a pastor. Over time, those rooms may become storage spaces. That is understandable. When ministry slows down, buildings often begin to collect reminders of what used to be, but revitalization invites a church to look again. An empty room is not only evidence of decline, it may also be an opportunity for renewal. A classroom can become a prayer room. A fellowship hall can become a community meal space. A pastor's office can become a coaching or care room. A basement can become a youth ministry room, support group space, or microchurch gathering place. A sanctuary can host worship, weddings, funerals, prayer nights, and scripture-centered community events. This does not mean a church should say yes to every request. Building use requires wisdom. Churches need scheduling, supervision, safety policies, child protection practices, insurance awareness, accessibility awareness, and clear expectations. But fear should not be the only voice. The church should ask what ministry could happen here with proper boundaries and prayerful planning. Nehemiah's people rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem with prayer, courage, organization, and shared work. They did not merely admire the ruins, they rebuilt for the future. A legacy church can do something similar with its spaces. Here is a practical step. Walk through the building with three questions. What is this room currently used for? What ministry could this room support? What safety, cleaning, scheduling, or oversight would be needed? The common mistake is reopening space without a plan. Another mistake is closing space because no one has imagined a new use. A wise church does neither. It prays, plans, and remissions the space. When empty rooms become ministry spaces, the church begins to tell a new story. Not, this is where ministry used to happen, but this is where God is forming new ministry again.